Those who highlight the work of artists of Central Illinois are now taking their turn in the public eye. Laura Kennedy has more in this edition of the GLT Datebook.
Running now through September 2nd at the McLean County Arts Center in downtown Bloomington is a new show called McLean County Arts Center Board Members and Staff. And if you think that's a mouthful as far as titles go, Center Director Doug Johnson says, hey, it could have been even longer.
Because it includes both current board members, past board members, current staff members, past staff members, current committee members. So in the interest of having to not peel off a lot of vinyl from the wall later on, we've truncated it into what is already a very long title.
So why do this show?
Well, you know, we have so many artists that are on the board and on staff, and we've always had people that have wanted to have us showcase that work, but it's complicated because we really have a larger mission to serve the community, and if we're filling our spaces with our own work, trumpeting our own horn, as it were, when there's other artists that we are all designed to help support. So we thought, heck, let's do it all at once.
Do you have to be an artist, Doug, to be on the board here?
Not at all. Not at all. Typically, we have a board up to 21 people, and they are everything from insurance professionals to lawyers to retirees and a handful of artists. I think that's always really helpful. Arts educators as well. And so that allows us to have a broader perspective than it were just people that were art makers. And really, the arts are too important to be left only in the hands of professionals.
So has working at the McLean County Arts Center, and I'm asking you, of course, to go into the minds of some of the board members, has that impacted the artists and their work, do you think?
For the artists that are on the board, certainly. I think it gives them a broader perspective. You know, most art making, especially visual art making, is a rather insular process where you spend your time in your studio making work that is then hung up on a wall. But work we do is much larger with community outreach. I've always said that our mission is community development and our mechanism is the arts. But I think when you're working in the board, you see, gosh, here's everything that goes into making the Sugar Creek Arts Festival a success, which has somewhat to do with art, but larger to do with logistics and planning and sponsorships and all those sorts of things. So I think for everyone, it gives them a broader perspective, a clearer perspective on the totality of what it is to engage in this sort of cultural enterprise.
Let's take a look at some of the art in this show, and let's start with yours right out here, because this show expands from the Armstrong Gallery into the lobby. And here is a landscape by the one and only Doug Johnson. Tell me about this, Doug.
Well,
this is 2017.
This was finished 2 days ago.
It won't smell.
It doesn't smell.
No, because it's acrylic, and everyone thinks it's oil because of the way I paint. I painted oil for 20 years, and
So
I'm able to use oil technique, and the chemistry of acrylic paint has changed so much that it's almost indistinguishable. But this is a painting of a field that I have painted from different vantage points for the last probably 5 years.
Where is it?
It's if you're on 3951 and you're heading over to Green Gables, about a quarter mile, you'll pass the road that takes you back into that north loop where there is those Mackinac River Valley undulations of landscape, which at dawn provide such perfect opportunity to have an atypical Illinois landscape with hills and light. And so I've revisited this section, you know, probably 20 times in the last 5 years.
I love this white barn way off in the distance and on the left side of the painting. It's very alluring. I just want to go over there and explore.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about landscape is you get to create the mythology of depth. And in this case, I have this distant building, which you want to articulate, but only up to a certain point, and it provides a punctuation in the visual maze that you create with a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional space.
That's Doug Johnson, director of the McLean County Arts Center. The Board Members and Staff Show is up now through September 2nd. I'm Laura Kennedy.
See a photo gallery of the works on display at the McLean County Arts Center at our website, wglt.org. You're listening to Sound Ideas and Funk Opus No. 2 from the debut album by guitarist Galen Weston.